Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. This show is titled Make It Make Sense. Now, if you see and listen to my podcast, even though it's not a virtual podcast, it's a digital podcast, you'll see that my face is on the cover of every episode, every show, and you can see that I am a brown woman who resides in America, and we know there's so many different politics happening with women rights and with brown people and all type of stuff, and I think it is the bare minimum to have the people that are interacting directly with me to be of integrity and to be of honor. And my thing is, how do you come to that conclusion? You know, and unless you have an interaction with an individual and you have time to observe individuals' behaviors. I have two brown men. One is handling my stocks, and the other one was, you know, just handling some pennies. But each are like dragging their butts in reference to my coins and not making my life at this particular time and moment easier. And it's really putting distaste in my mouth in general towards brown men because I don't understand it. It does not make sense to me. I don't know. Both these are two different individuals, two different walks of life. The only similarities that they have is that they're brown men that live in America. One is younger, one is older, one is a chef. One is I don't know what the other one is, but the whole point of the being is that I trusted each with the responsibility of handling financial things, and they're not communicating. They're not letting me know what the heck is going on. One, I have a physical contract with. And in the contract, it says I'm supposed to get weekly reports of my financials, but I don't have them. I don't have weekly reports. I have sporadic reports. Last email that I got was on the 6th of June, you know, and it's like, yo, I feel like I need to cancel that contract, and I don't know what to do in regards to this other individual, this other brown brother, who it's like, oh, I know I owe you, but what? But when am I gonna get my money? When am I going to get my money? Just when? You know, I'm spending money on bills. I'm spending money on this. It's in my other streams are a little slow, so that's why I expanded and went into these other avenues, because I need to take care of things. I have goals that I need to take care of, and yes, I will say that I did. There is one other brown brother who actually invested in. Maybe I should be focusing more so on that, but it wasn't an investment solely because, let's do business together. It was more so an investment like, oh, I want you to be my woman investment. And I'm like, after honestly just thinking to myself of the business interactions that I've had, it's like, I'm not even on that page right now because it just, how can I trust? Like, okay, you made an investment. That's cool. You're going to benefit because you're going to get a return on your investment. But I've made investments and I'm still waiting on the returns on my investments. I'm still waiting on these individuals to follow through with what they said they were going to do. And it is a bit annoying at this point in time, especially with the climate that is going on. And I know that it is best to focus on the positive and to be optimistic. Nonetheless, I'm annoyed. And this is somebody asking me for money. I know it is. Yes.
Hi, this call is recorded. It may be monitored. My name is Furlong. I speak with Takara Bay.
No, you may not. Anyway, yeah, that was somebody calling to ask me for some money. And, yeah, I got a lot of motherfucking bills to take care of. I'm not understanding. I am not understanding at all the mentality. But you know what? I did see a reel. And on the reel, there was like half, not even half. They didn't give a particular number. But they said that some men just feel like they are supposed to be the head just because of their anatomy. However, their actual skill set is not up to par. I gotta take this. I'll be right back. This is actually the one who invested in me, trying to do the right thing, even though he got a motive.
Welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. This show. Now, if you see and listen to my podcast.
Okay. So, I'm back. So that freak, that individual go tell me, I know for sure I seen a car that looks similar. He gonna tell me his friend seen me. How your friend know what I look like? Oh, your friend was pulled behind us. Like, the shit he just told me didn't even make no fucking sense at all. At all. But this is the person who actually made the investment to another business venture that has to do with real estate. And so I can't be nitpicking about it, because even though it's going to take a little bit time, in light of that being successful, it will make the annoyances very, very tiny and minute. And I have to focus on the bigger fish and not the little pennies. You know, like, I can't focus on the pennies. I want to vent, so therefore, that's why I'm doing this podcast episode. And I'm going to leave it just like that. Vent it and let it go. Because, the one that's dealing with the stocks, like, I don't know what's going on. I get that, you know, he got offered a regular job, which I think with that being the case, it's going to be challenging to be day trading. How are you day trading if you're working 40 hours a week and you have a little baby and you have another one on the way? Like, that's a lot. And the mother is on bed rest. So I think that's like almost nearly impossible to be expecting. I'm about to take you, Melvina, to be expecting that one to really follow up. But we do have an agreement, whereas they are supposed to be giving me weekly financial reports. They have been investing since April, and I haven't gotten a weekly report yet. I'm about to take this dog out because I am the Renaissance woman doing every freaking thing. I don't know why men are even on the planet aside from making babies, because I really don't see their use. I don't. So I feel right now. But when I get to the park, I will continue this podcast. All right. Well, you are still tuned into the Super T Podcast Show. I actually decided not to finish my episode at the park, just because outside it's very challenging to even see the screen with the bright, lovely sun shining. So I actually vented on my personal/digital creator Facebook page, and I feel so much better. And as I was walking back, you know, a few epiphanies hit me, as I picked up dog poop, and as I tussled with my lovely puppy to keep her on the right side so she wouldn't be crossing in front of me and get stepped on or trip me, is that, hey, you can't take from a broke person, right? So obviously, even though the full manifestation of my... Okay, I don't know where they stopped at, because the phone kind of slipped. My legs are very, 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 very sore. So, pardon me. I just jumped on my recliner and put it back. But what I was saying was that a few epiphanies hit me. And they are, you cannot take from a broke person. So, although it is still the process of the full manifestation of my extreme wealth, it is pretty obvious that I have the mindset of a wealthy person. I make quick decisions. I take risk. I take action. And I always recover. So my slight annoyance, even though credible, really doesn't hold any real weight of anything, because it's a lesson, but it's also a blessing. It's a blessing because I have been consistent. I have been consistent with operating in abundance. I have been consistent in operating as a millionaire. I have been consistent in that. And all those circumstances and challenges have come and gone. My consistency has remained. And therefore, I'm excited. That means that there is something right there that I know is going to windfall onto me in extreme abundance. And I am prepared to receive it. And not only am I prepared to receive it, I am now wise enough to know when I do decide to invest that I have to do my due diligence on the individuals that I decide to invest into or who I allow to pitch to me. And not everybody who pitches a pitch do I accept. Not everyone who may on the surface appear to be of integrity do I assume them to be of integrity if I have no prior experience or reference of their integrity. So, actually, the accumulation of, I'm going to say 2,500, because I'm only going to count the concrete, the susu individual, which I know you, I have to catch my listeners up. So, as I was venting in the park, oh, I might need a beverage. As I was venting in the park, I realized that I had did this before. You know, it wasn't just like the Forex investing individual. That wasn't the first, you know, risk that I took with trusting someone with my money. I also had given a loan out to a business owner in Brooklyn. And I also had trusted another business owner out here in Jersey with putting into something called a susu. I don't know if you're familiar with susu, but essentially a susu is a group of people who pool together their funds. And from the pool, each one profits off of it, you know. So the concept had been introduced to me prior to me interacting with the brother on the susu note. But when, let me tell you, I interacted with a sister, and although she did not maybe pan through with her susu, I didn't lose anything. You know, like I gave her a grand, and although it was supposed to multiply and it didn't, she didn't keep the grand. She gave me the grand back, you know? However, the brother on the other side, when I invested into his susu, that money never came back. It just, I don't know. It never came back though. So
Needless to say, those are the concretes that I could count, you know? I can't say that the Forex, the investor, is a loss because, again, I can still pull my investments out of there and just, you know, don't have them trading for me anymore, you know? It may not, it's very likely that it's not a loss, you know, because already I have profits, you know, that are sitting in the accounts. So I can just pull that out. But again, I'm going to give him the all the way up until the 90 days to see if he follows through with the reports. But if he doesn't follow through with the reports, then we're just going to cancel that contract and I'm just going to pull that investment out. And the other little $600, you know, I did actually want to be charitable. So I will write that off, you know, metamorphically as a charity. I can't write it off on my taxes, actually. You know, I might be able to, you know, but I really don't have any proof aside from maybe getting the transaction history on my card. You know, maybe I can utilize that as proof, but I'm not sure that the type of card is even, if it's allowable to be charitable with it. I don't know. But anyway, I did want to do that initially. So, you know, if I look at things from a higher perspective and not just look at the what has manifested right now, you know, and just be grateful that I was able to take care of the things that I need to take care of as far as my phones and my internet, which is paramount in me actually accumulating more income and more finance. So, like, I'm still winning. So, it's still a great day, you know? And that's that. You know, I'm better. I vented, I released, which it's the time to do releasing anyway, because a lot of good things are coming. And I certainly don't want to be stuck in the same paradigm off of over $2,500. And if you add the $600, what's that? $3,100. Like, that's nothing. So, I'm grateful because I know more and more is on its way. I receive it. I claim it. I love my life. And I have all the more reason to be focused into my businesses and increasing. And I pray to God I am able to navigate and do some things in a couple of months. I was thinking about picking up a little side little gig, but the way my legs are, it's like, even right now, like, I got an opportunity. I could go make $1.75 at the airport busing tables. But my legs already, just from walking to the park and back, are like on fire. So I'm not going to do that to my body. I'm going to relax my body. Say that. And, you know, work with all the wonderful gifts and tools I have. You know, I'm working on my book. I have my real estate. I have my schedule. I have my house coming into complete full order. And I'm grateful, so. And I have no wants. I have no needs. All my wants and needs are fulfilled, you know? Yes, I would love for my BMW to be on the road. I would love my alternator to be working right now. But instead, I have a beautiful puppy who I love and adore, who is forcing me to get exercise. And I would love to get a pedicure, but it's just not feasible. Because by the time, well, first of all, my legs is on fire. So there ain't no walking to the bus stop for me. But yeah, if I was to call a cab and all of that, the little bit of liquid funds I have would be exhausted. And I need those liquid funds to actually take care of other important business for my family. So I'm going to sacrifice, because I know in the end game that I'm on top. And as I realized, you can't take from a broken person. Like, obviously, I had enough to spare, you know, and they could sense that, you know. So, and their minds, whatever their minds were directed at, it's like, oh, she's not broke. Like, it ain't the principle whether I'm broke or not. You know, the principle is, do I have the liquid funds right then and there? You know what I'm saying? Like, assets is one thing, but being able to liquidate the assets is a different thing, you know? And sometimes you need to have liquid, you know? But anyway, it is all freaking good. I want to thank my listeners for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show. And I'm going to put the links in the description. So check them out, you know. Shop with a sister.